The last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars. Expert corporate finance, tax and M&A services. Driving your business growth. Visit ForvisMazars.ie.
Brian Currie, the business editor of the Irish edition of the Sunday Times, is with us this evening. Brian, we've been hearing a lot in recent weeks about Taco Trump, which has been identified on Wall Street as Trump always chickens out. This is in relation to his trade announcements. But he hasn't chickened out on the 50% tariffs on foreign steel and aluminium. How much damage is that likely to do to the world economy?
Well, as usual, Matt, the first consequence is chaos, isn't it? As you say, he's decided to double down on tariffs on steel imports into the United States, a commitment he gave at a rally in Pennsylvania last Friday, and which he put into effect with an executive order last night. So, yes, it certainly would it would cause chaos in manufacturing industry in the United States, largely because about a quarter of all steel used in manufacturing and in construction in the United States is imported. And even more importantly, about half of the total aluminium. So the fact that you're going to now have up to 50% tariffs on both of those metals is going to have a huge effect. Canada is by far the biggest exporter of aluminium to the United States and is also the largest exporter of steel. And it is said that these are not only unlawful, but are also unsustainable. And particularly, I suppose, on aluminium, if you have a 50% tariff, it may become totally prohibitive to export to the United States, then you'd have a shortage that would simply drive up prices even further.
But so, Brian, isn't that self-harm then on America's part? Because if it needs this steel and it needs this aluminium to make things and they become prohibitively expensive, sure, it's damaging to the companies in the countries that want to sell into the United States unless they find somewhere else that they can sell these supplies to. But doesn't it actually just make things worse for the American economy rather than better?
Well, ultimately, it probably does. If you take steel, for example, I think the statistic is that for every steel work in America, you've got 80 jobs that are reliant on, are basically in companies that use steel. And if you're jacking up the price of steel, then you are basically not only increasing the price of those goods for Americans, but also making those companies less competitive, and particularly less competitive, say, in an export market, if you're making farm machinery or whatever, and you're selling that on a global market and you can't access steel as cheaply as your competitor, then you're going to lose out. And one possible consequence of that would be that the manufacturer would simply set up a manufacturing facility somewhere else and export the jobs that Donald Trump says he's trying to save in America. So it is an act of self-harm. It does kind of completely disregard the fact that you do have these global supply chains now, particularly across all manner of industries. But the two main, a lot of people think that obviously the biggest steel producer in the world is China, but it exports very little to America. The two countries that export steel and aluminium to America are two neighboring countries, and that's Mexico and Canada. And that's where the real damage is, because they're very, very closely linked to the supply chain of large tranches of manufacturing. But as you said at the top there, one naturally would think, is this part of a negotiating stance? How long will these tariffs actually stay in place?
Of course, tomorrow there's a big meeting between the EU Trade Commissioner Maros Sefcovic and the US Trade Representative Jamieson Greer in Paris. How difficult is this going to be, though, for the EU, given that what's going on transatlantic at the moment is not just about trade, but also has to take into account Ukraine and also the American presence militarily in Europe?
Well, it can hardly help matters. Although the EU are saying that it is business as usual, and that they have managed to basically ring fence the trade talks, and even though these tariffs don't dramatically affect. It will affect separate companies when in Germany, the UK has managed to negotiate a carve out. But there are implications for EU companies here, but they're pretty limited. And all the soundings are is that the talks, the trade talks, will continue as normal.
Yeah, these are the 50% tariffs, which would be unviable, presumably, for the majority of European exporters to the United States. But it's a question then of, is it going to be tackled? Trump, is he going to back down if he is confronted by the EU? Is the EU powerful enough, though, to be able to face down the United States, to be able to call Trump's bluff?
Well, I suppose we have to see exactly what the colour of the EU position is in terms of what tariffs they're going to retaliate with. Certainly at the moment, as we've heard over the last couple of months, there are very many extraneous matters that are being dragged into the trade talks, including non-trade. Non-trade issues. I suppose the nuclear option, which would be a very poor one for Ireland in any of those talks, would be to start taxing services and particularly digital services taxes, which are probably on the table here.
One other thing I want to ask you about, how well did NAMA do in playing a part in the development of the Docklands in Dublin?
They did very well, according to NAMA. We never really know exactly how much they paid for their loans, and we never really know. Of course, when they bought the loans, they bought them at a steep discount, and they inflicted heavy losses on the banks. So they did very well, but they have been a huge player in terms of the development of the Dublin Docklands. I think they've 15 individual sites.
And the reason I ask that, Brian, is because there's been the last major site has been sold, or the last major development, hasn't it, to the owner of Zara.
That's right. Amancio Ortega has purchased an office block on Hanover Quay in Dublin Docklands, and it's the second purchase in the neighbourhoods where he already owns an apartment block in Hanover Quay, and that is the exit from NAMA, which has been wound up at the end of the year from Hanover Quay. But even prior, about a year ago, NAMA had indicated that it had made a profit of about 500 million on 22 sites that it was involved in the Docklands.
Brian Carey, business editor of the Sunday Times, thank you.
The Last Word on Today FM.